morning. It is a Thursday. It's an open phone day today. We can talk about anything that might be on your mind or anything that you want to bring up. There's a lot of things we can talk about. Colin and I were just talking about the fact that, let's see, we've got a situation where we are in negotiations, delicate negotiations, with a, well, could we call him a madman? I don't know what we'd call, what do you call Vladimir Putin? I think
a politician.
Politician isn't quite the right word for it. I think he mostly wants to be king.
I believe the word you're fishing for here is oligarch.
I was going to use that term, but I think the question is, I'm not sure exactly if he would use, I'm not sure what he is. I think he wants to be the ruler of a Soviet Union, and he'd like to get as much as much of the Soviet Union back in the Soviet Union roles as they can, and one of those places would be Ukraine. And Ukrainians seem to be almost resolved to the fact that it's Russia. The Russians have always been at the door, you know.
And yeah, you go to the Ukraine, you go to the border, Russia's right there.
The scary thing for me is Russia and China being in a situation where they link it, they're talking about linking up in certain areas and more, Putin wants to have basically communist Russia or the Soviet Union and China is, still the Chinese Communist Party are still ruling whatever comes out of there. Have you seen the latest on the thing from Olympians? Anyone that participates or goes to China for the Olympics, in any regard, they have to have an app on their phone which allows the Soviet Union to know, Communist China to know, it would basically track every movement of that person and also be able to make sure that they did not make any, did not tweet or text or make any statements that would be derogatory to the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, if people were going to make those statements, you knew they were just going to wait until after the Olympics to do it.
Well, and it would be, and it would also track your phone and all of the other things that you have. Then, let's face it, have you seen the TV set? You were talking about getting a new TV.
Possibly.
The smart TVs pretty much have been made. Of course, what hasn't been made in China, but the smart TVs can spy on you. They're all based to spy, spy on you.
That's why you don't get the ones with cameras.
Well, some of them you can't tell there's a camera.
That's why you always read the description of what you're buying.
Well, you can read it, but if you're reading it from the Chinese point of view, you actually need to do some research on it. But that's another story. Anyway, we're talking about anything else. One of the things that
I wouldn't imagine buying anything without researching it at least a little bit.
I think that's a very good idea. Now we're talking about mandates, vaccination mandates, and by and large, pretty much everybody, there was a mass demonstration at the nation's capital, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., with his father, I'm thinking, rolling in his grave, talked about the mask.
His father, his uncles, his grandfather.
And he's decrying.
Well, maybe not his grandfather.
He's decrying any of these vaccination requirements, or utilizing or requiring people to be vaccinated to go to a restaurant or to a hotel or something like this.
He's
comparing it to Nazi Germany.
Okay, that's a very, 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 very non-concurrent comparison, but you have to kind of empathize with people who don't want to be forced to do something just so they can go out and live their life. Like, on some level, you have to empathize with that.
I empathize with it, but I also realize around the world, that's the world view right now, is that is exactly what. Try and find a place in the world that you can go to. Go to France. You're going to find the same thing there. You go to Germany. You go to Russia. You go to England. You go to Norway.
Actually, probably Russia, too.
You have to have a vaccination if you're going to go into, if you want to go to certain events. If you want to go out to dinner.
You also have to take into account those countries don't usually have the level of anti-vaccine sentiment that America does right now.
We probably have the greatest, but there is
we also have a far bigger population than those countries.
We do, when you add them all up together, they have more than we have. But
I'm talking on a country by country basis here.
Well, the country by country, we've got state by state here, where we've got different rules across. 500 yards behind me is completely different rules.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
almost the exact opposite, actually.
It is.
I was home in Illinois for a good portion of the holidays, and
well, anyway,
rules and mandates are almost completely juxtaposed to the ones here in Iowa.
So how does it affect you here in Iowa? Okay, we've got now. I know, despite Governor Reynolds, who has said there is no mandates and we will not accept any mandates or any requirements or any vaccination.
You will if they're from the federal government.
But if you work at the Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center, it used to be called Great River, but now it's under the auspices because it's combined.
Great River Health is now the blanket company.
Well, it's a blanket company because they combined Fort Madison's Community Hospital and the Great River
under
Medical
Center.
Under
the same umbrella.
They made it under the same umbrella.
Which, you know, all good.
If you are a health worker at any of those, at either of those facilities.
Which I assume that applies to doctors, nurses, EMS, and any number of employees.
By March 15th, you have to be fully vaccinated.
Which you'd have to think at least a decent portion of people in that field already are.
I would think that the majority would be. That's my, but.
If not the majority, I would say bare minimum 50%.
I would say better than that. I would say better than that.
I'm going absolute bare minimum here.
You're working where you're dealing with, you're having to deal with COVID and dealing with patients who have COVID. Okay, I'm granting you that, but I'm saying bare minimum or not. I'm saying the fact is a lot of workers, a lot of nurses have quit. We've had nurses, yeah. A lot of nurses have simply burned out. A lot of nurses have become traveling nurses.
Yes.
But what's the difference now?
Yeah, for a big reason. You want to know why?
Because they make a ton of money more, and they don't have to be saying they're taking care of COVID patients for a long period of time.
Bingo.
So that's it, yeah. But the real problem is that what's institutions? Any institution that accepts Medicare or Medicaid payments for their services.
If you don't meet those requirements, bye bye.
You have to. That's Medicare and Medicaid are government programs, so that supersedes any state mandate or lack or bill or declaration that we will not.
There's going to be some lawsuits trying to get this revoked.
There have been, but nobody's won. Nobody's won yet, and it's been for it's actually that. That declaration or its acceptance went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court
and it failed.
The Supreme Court said yes.
Yes, and it went to the Supreme Court and it failed.
Yes, what did not fail was the private businesses of 100 people or more.
That's gone.
That was on. That's tossed out.
I know that was a big thing because they were talking about policies in Des Moines County with county employees.
Right.
The county employees
tossed out and did not apply.
Nope.
But medical centers or any place that accepts government Medicare or Medicaid, they must and have to comply and be fully in compliance by March 15th
you can forget about looking for that check in the mail.
Forget the they are not
the proverbial check in the mail.
Your check will be not existent. You'll get maybe your severance check or something. I don't know. But the thing is.
You had to expect there was going to be some sort of government mandate in this regard because people were given so many chances to bump up the vaccination rate on their own.
Well, and the other thing is so much misinformation has come out. We've had people that have gone on, oh my goodness, you and I were listening to some Looney Tune guy talking about the fact that the moon shots really didn't happen, that they were all on a soundstage.
Love that movie.
What was the name of the movie that was that they had?
Was it Moonshot?
No, I don't know what the... No, I don't think so. I'd have to look it up. But it was...
There's a movie about this.
There's a movie about it, but it was the fact they said no. We did send spacecraft to the moon, but we didn't send any men with it.
The spacecraft was unmanned. The flag can't ripple in space. A 5-ounce bird can't carry a 1-pound coconut.
The flag wasn't rippling. It was a spring-loaded flag that was on Apollo 11 the first time.
Yes, and a 5-ounce bird can't carry a 1-pound coconut.
The fact that we had people of credibility, or that think they, or seemingly with credibility. Declaring that the vaccinations are a total lie, do not work.
Look at Aaron Rodgers.
And
forgive me, I'm not going to take medical advice from somebody who got his medical advice from Joe Rogan.
Well, the problem you have here is the same problem we have. There's an expression. I can't say the expression, but everybody's got one, and everybody's got an opinion. And the problem is, the more opinions you have out there that are negative opinions, especially on this, one of the things that has happened is that because a lot of people did have, they've had a day where they, I think you had, didn't you have one day where you felt pretty crappy?
It was after my second shot. I had about half a day where it felt like I had a really bad flu, and then I felt completely fine.
When that's happened, you see, what's happened is that day that you had has been amplified. Some people have been amplifying that and then saying, oh, my goodness, I don't want a shot because I'll get COVID. That'll give me COVID.
That's kind of the point of vaccination. It is giving you a very minute amount of... That's what vaccinations are. It's a small amount.
It's actually a dead virus.
It's still the virus.
But it is.
It's injecting it into your body.
It's mRNA, too. Yeah.
So it teaches your body how to fight it.
Yeah. Anyway, so we've got that going on. We're tired of it. There's no doubt about that. But the fact is, yes, okay. But it will come home to roost one way or the other. We had Jack. I know Jack hasn't called in for a while. Jack did call in. He got sick for 6 weeks. Called in back when it first started, when vaccinations were coming. I said, Jack, you can be in line to get a vaccination. Nope. Not going to get it because I've been to the Army and I had so many shots. I'm sure that one of them's has to have done something for me. Didn't. This Omicron variant. Yeah. So people say,
and we've got companies working on vaccines specifically tailored to, or booster shots specifically tailored to the Omicron variant.
The Omicron variant is highly contagious, but it is milder. At least all indications are that it is generally milder. And especially for those who are fully vaccinated, and especially for those fully vaccinated and boosted. Now,
You bring up the debate on, you know, the merits of this and that and everything and government resources. There's one major factor I blame for, I'd say, bare minimum 80% of it, and that is the internet.
You mean the misinformation? The internet's, yes, it's nuts because, and the fact that, and I also blame Tucker Carlson, take a flying leap, would you please? Get off the air.
What did Tucker Carlson do?
Tucker Carlson has been having one after another after another after another of these misinformation doctors, supposed doctors, or doctors who are saying the vaccinations are a total lie, a total loss.
You're going to see that as much as it...
He's the king of misinformation.
As much as it seems unfair to say, it's a lot of conservative hosts are saying this, giving out the same talking points, whether it's Tucker Carlson, it's Ben Shapiro, Steven Crowder, whoever it is.
But you know what's interesting about it is Tucker Carlson's fully vaccinated and fully boosted, yet he's spewing these incredible
lies. It's almost like he's put on camera and has to say what they tell him to say to get a paycheck.
I don't think he's saying what they're telling him to say. I think he's saying because it gets him an audience and gets, hey,
yeah, how else?
The more outrageous you are, if you're outrageous, you're going to get an audience.
Well, yeah, how do you think that, like you said, being good, honest, and decent all the time doesn't usually pay for the lights in the TV business.
Find a doctor who can claim to be a medical expert and have him decry every vaccine and have him back up all of these myths. Rand Paul fighting with Fauci, Dr. Tony Fauci, and it's like...
Well, to be fair, you've got hosts of on the opposite side of the spectrum
know,
who are the
I
exact
know.
Same, just on the opposite side of the argument.
Look, I see some of these things, and I... Look, the reality is... I'm going to just say this. The reality
is... The extremes in either area is usually not the way to go, is what you're trying to get at here, right?
There are people I know that are friends of mine, and they will not get vaccinated, and I understand. They don't want to be vaccinated. Okay. I said, well, okay, and my opinion for that situation is, okay, that's fine. Nobody should be forced to get a vaccine. You shouldn't be forced. Now, obviously, you're going to be limited in a lot of the things that you can do if you don't get a vaccinated. But you have the right to not get vaccinated. You also have the right to come down with COVID or any of the other things. Anybody could come down. The people that decry the vaccinations the most are the ones who say, well, you know what? They pick every one of these people out that's had an extraordinary or particularly strong
severe
reaction to the shot.
A severe reaction.
There is a handful of people that have been over the billion. You know, it's actually billions of people have had shots. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Billions. And you know, the other thing is, they say, well, it hasn't been around long enough. We haven't had a large enough of a pool to really test this. No, we've had billions of people. And yes, have some of those people had severe reactions? Yes.
I've seen certain people have completely different reactions. I've seen members of my family have a really bad reaction where they've been out of commission for an entire weekend. I've had my reaction where I was very, very sick for like a day and a half, and then I've seen your reaction, which you didn't react at all.
I didn't react at all. I think the only thing I noticed after the booster was I was a little tired for a day.
This is not a one-size-fits-all situation.
No,
it isn't.
It isn't, but the fact that what happens is that the ones who have a more severe reaction tell it doesn't work. I got it. I got COVID because of the darn shot or whatever.
Maybe wait a day or two.
I know. But the thing is, it's anecdotal, and I know there's people probably listening.
A lot of this stuff is very highly anecdotal.
Oh, it's extremely anecdotal right now. Anyway, regardless of that, you work at the medical center, you don't want to get a shot, fine. And if you don't get a shot, you're going to be out of a job on March 15th. So,
and that's not the hospital's decision. That's because
from the fact of Medicare and Medicaid and
the federal government.
And the federal government. You want to go ahead.
You also have to factor in, just going to a different side of the argument here. If you're a business owner and you decide you have to be either vaccinated or have a mask or have a negative test to get into my place of business, you have to think you're going to alienate a decent portion of your clientele. Do you want to make that decision?
My wife was in Chicago. Yeah, sorry. Let's go to the phones right now, see if we've got... okay, good morning. Who do I have with us today?
Yeah, Mark.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm enjoying your conversation today.
Thank you.
I want to tell you one story that I just found out about recently, that a person was getting paid out of the ammunition plant to take temperatures.
Okay.
Making $35 an hour. And, okay, so in my opinion, she's got a job because of COVID, right?
Okay, yep.
She refuses to take the shot. And she's mad because she's going to lose her job because she won't take the shots.
But she's making $35 an hour by taking a temperature. And, but everybody, so I think that the reasoning that I get or why people won't get the shot covers the entire spectrum, Mark. It really does. I don't want the shot because it'll make me sick. I don't want the shot because.
And everybody's got their own health issues and stuff. It's your prerogative, I think. But when you are benefiting financially by the COVID and you're there to service the public, mm-hmm. to protect them from COVID, mm-hmm. it just seems almost hypocritical to me.
Well, it does certainly seem, it seems somewhat, yes. The biggest problem I have is that, okay, I understand, you don't want the shot, but just tell me why you don't want the shot. What is the reason? I understand. Sure. Is it because I don't want to be told that I have to have a shot? I don't want the government to tell me that I have to have a shot. I don't want anybody to tell me.
You want people to just be honest, is what you're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, and I don't want to have a shot just so I can go to a restaurant. And I don't want to have a shot just so I can go to a hotel or go on a plane. If you're in Europe right now, you want to get on a plane, you better have a vax card. The vax cards are universal across all of the rest of the world, pretty much, except for here. Now, we have vaccination cards as well. You don't have to have a vaccination, but you do have to have a negative. If you want to get on a plane, you better have a negative test before you get on that plane. Otherwise, you're not going.
I every time I take a dollar bill out of my pocket, it says United States of America, and I don't see it that way. It seems like we're divided states of America.
We have been. And I was talking yesterday, Dr. Michael Ash and I were talking. And Dr. Michael Ash and I are roughly the same age. And we were talking about the fact that both of us remember when the Vietnam protests. And we remember Vietnam splitting this country apart. It was love it. Remember the I can remember my father, in fact.
America, love it. Or leave it.
There was love it or yeah. No. My father.
That was the same.
We had one on the car, back of the car. It was a window sticker. I think it was love it, or, American flag, America. Love it or leave it. And it's the fact that there was a lot of people. There was a lot of people that did go to Canada. They were pardoned within the. That was the very first thing that Jimmy Carter did when he became president.
Pardoned a bunch of draft dodgers.
He made a mass conscientious objector. He made a mass pardon. For the draft Dodgers that went to Canada and that sort of thing, but you know, and then
being an old airborne trooper, I'm concerned about the balloon going up. You know what that term means?
Okay.
And, with this Ukraine and Taiwan thing going on right now, I think if there's anything common about the communists, they should be hitting us on both fronts. You take that and this virus, that's three fronts. That's rough.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't pull together. We've got issues.
is there anybody, Mark, that doesn't believe that the Chinese had something to do with why this virus got out and also why we didn't hear about this virus?
Well, I do. And I also think that it's not impossible. We didn't have our hand in the Kool-Aid, too. So...
Nothing is impossible, I guess.
Accidentally, you know. That's all conspiracy theory. My concern is that, you know, if a chain of events happens here, like I hope it doesn't, but if the Ukraine-Taiwan COVID thing all hits at once, that's a lot of fronts to be fighting.
There is a lot. And we've already done a few stupid things. The Afghanistan, what we did in... Our departure from Afghanistan was the most horribly botched events that I've ever seen happen in this country as long as I've lived.
Yeah, we told them when we were leaving.
We told them when we're leaving, and then we also went, and then we went through with it, but we just, and we watched these towns, we watched the Taliban coming down, and we're still sending our guys out of, we're flying our guys
up,
out.
Yeah. You ever set up one of those?
We do that with American eyes, as I served overseas for a long time, tell you. Our problem is we do everything with an American eyes, and we gave the weapons to the wrong people. If we wanted to protect those women over there, we should have gave the women the weapons.
Yes, should have done whatever
In the War College in West Point, the 9/11 thing is part of the curriculum, and the concept there is they did just what they said, and they said what they did, and that was they got us embroiled in this thing for 20 years. So they didn't win the battle.
Yeah.
But they won the war.
You know what? I guess the fact is Yes, the Ukraine situation. Let's face is Vladimir Putin anything less than a KGB agent who wants to be king? I mean, wants to bring back the Soviet Union. I don't think so. I mean, that's just my opinion. Yeah. Is the Russian or the Chinese Communist Party? Are they the sneakiest, absolutely most awful? The Communist Party? I think the Chinese people are wonderful people, but the Chinese Communist Party, they've got millions of Muslims in concentration camps in China that we just and nobody's doing anything. Nobody's complaining to. They're how they end up keeping the Olympics and why we're going along with it and why the IOC let them keep going along with it is disgraceful. But that's another story. That's also my opinion.
Right.
Let me get this out here.
The thing is, he's a crafty guy. He knows that he's got a kind of a legitimate beef there to have someone on his borders with weapons pointing at him, you know, would be like, we having things pointed at us from Cuba. So he does have a point of view, but where he crossed the line was where he says, well, I'm just going to go and install this stuff in Central America and South America now, if that's the way you feel about it.
Didn't they try and point stuff at us in Cuba because we pointed stuff at them in Turkey?
Yeah, well, you're talking about the Soviet Union back in the, when they, in the Cuban Missile Crisis.
They're still very uncomfortable with our expansion into Poland and Lithuania and in the Baltic area, so.
And, you know, and the other thing is that I think the other factor is, and to be quite honest, and this is, again, my opinion, is that Joe Biden is showing where he is. Afghanistan, if anything, showed weak, very weak leadership and also lack of leadership. Can you imagine if you have a military background, can you imagine transferring the control of Afghanistan and any military objectives to the State Department? To
that's,
the State
that's the
Department?
Fourth and fifth element of the problem. You got the Ukraine, the Taiwan, the pandemic, and now you have poor leadership. But
it wasn't even the
state.
It was the State Department. It wasn't even the Department of Defense.
That made us.
No. No, you took the Defense Department out of the game and you put it to the State Department and you gave it to somebody who never did anything before.
It's because you treated a military situation as a logistical one.
Mark, thanks for calling in today, okay?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. All right. 754-1490-319. Well, okay.
We got time for one more.
Let's get a call in. Good morning. Who do we have with us today?
Hi, Steve. It's Karen.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm cold, but hey, you know, that's life. It's Iowa.
Okay.
I just had a couple of things. One, when I tuned in earlier, y'all were talking about who felt what with the shots and the boosters, et cetera. And I said, you know, I'm in my 60s. My husband and I felt nothing. So there are people that didn't have any problems. But anyway, not my point. I had called in or wanted to call in earlier on this thing. There are people, they go, and I'm sure you've talked about this. They go to the doctor, and the doctor says, oh, you need a shot. Okay, you know, there's your arm, there's your shot. What's in your shot? You know?
Yeah.
And the people are saying, well, what's in this? What's in this vaccine? And we haven't had enough testing. And thinking, we've had almost 2 years here, if not longer. I mean, they've been testing with all these different things. How could they have run it out so quickly? You know, I respect people's feelings. I do. But, you know, it's like the lady at the plant. I'm like, whoa, maybe I should apply for that job of taking temperatures. You know, hello. You know, we get shots all the time. We take medicines all the time. I don't know what's in all my medicines. I trust the person that's, you know, the doctor that's giving that medication to me. Well, we need to trust our people. You know, like I said, I respect people's feelings, mm-hmm. but there comes a time you got to say, maybe it's going to make me do better.
Well, Karen, there's a very, very big aspect to that. And I'm not a sociologist, but it's something I've observed. It's that everybody has to be right all the time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. My gosh. Yeah. No, I'm being sarcastic.
Well, the thing is, everything that what we have here is we have science meeting lack of science. We have information meeting
opinion.
Misinformation and opinion and anecdotal It's the old expression. You tell a secret to somebody, and then say, okay, pass this along, but only to those people who are okay.
Do they ever do it to just those people?
And see what happens by the ninth person that gets the secret. See what that's been turned into.
It's like the telephone when we were kids. Remember we sat around and playing telephone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it didn't even get that far. The second or third person, it was totally bonkers.
I know. And the thing is, we have, okay, so now the Omicron variant is now, my daughter had got COVID off the air. She got it off the Delta variant. And she got it, and she's been vaccinated and boosted, but she got it off the Omicron. Now, to be fair, even off both, she had very mild symptoms. Now, my son-in-law plays in a band. Now, if you play in a band, you're going to be imagine you're going to be in crowded areas with a lot of unvaccinated people and a lot of people who might have anything. And so you're going to be you're putting yourself at a certain amount of risk, even though you're fully vaccinated.
Also putting it through the instrument
and putting it through and you're singing and all of the other stuff. These are all things, but the things that we do know versus the things that we don't know. What we do know is that by and large, the people who are suffering and who are the ones who are mostly almost exclusively dying and getting very severely ill with this are people who have given the finger to the vaccinations itself.
Right.
The people who are those who, if you're fully vaccinated, fully boosted, if you've accepted that, yes, you may still get it, but it's extremely rare for you to have serious complications. And yes,
it's more like a little flu.
Yeah, the thing is, if you're really anti-vax, what you do is you find anyone who has been fully vaccinated, and you find those one or two or whatever elements or the people, and then you hold them up as this is what happens. It doesn't do any good at all. So that's anyway. Hey, I got to get to the news, but thank you for calling.
Absolutely, thanks a lot, Steve.
You bet.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye bye. All right. It is. What do I got? Why is it? Okay, come on. All right.
Technology.
Okay, we're in. Okay.
It is 9:43 at KBUR.
Hold on a second here.
And we're experiencing some slight technical difficulties here, so we're going to get to the news as soon as we can.
Okay.
In the meantime, if you have a thought, please feel free to call in 754-1490, 319-754-1490.
All right. Okay. I'm trying to get this thing to do what it's supposed to do, and it's not. Well.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. The Burlington Community School District has announced the suspension of the school mask mandate. According to a news release, the district is suspending the district-wide mask mandate for all students, staff, and visitors to buildings. The decision comes in response to the recent court ruling regarding masks in schools across the state of Iowa. Superintendent Pat Cohen said, quote, "Our district will adhere to and follow guidance from our legal counsel and respect the decision of the courts," end quote. A bill to require written permission from parents for any vaccinations for their children has cleared a Senate subcommittee. Radio Iowa reports that health care groups and the Iowa Department of Public Health say parental consent is required under current law, but written as well as verbal consent is allowed. Iowa Public Health Association Executive Director Lena Tucker Reinders says taking away verbal consent could delay necessary vaccination for kids.
Verbal consent allows for parents to have those important conversations with their providers or child providers about any questions they have about the vaccinations that their children are about to be given. Requiring written consent would impede upon these important conversations.
An anti-vaccine group says they support the bill because they've heard stories of teenagers who were given a COVID-19 shot without parental consent. Reinders says they should provide evidence to the Board of Medicine so those cases can be investigated.
Moderna has begun testing an Omicron-specific version of its COVID-19 vaccine in healthy adults. Moderna announced the study Wednesday. Earlier this week, competitor Pfizer began similar research with its reformulated shots. It's not clear that global health authorities will decide the vaccines need to be changed. The shots still offer strong protection against death and severe disease, and a booster also improves the chances of avoiding even a milder infection. The newest study will give an Omicron-matched booster to about 600 people who've already received either two or three Moderna shots already. From the KBUR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The economy bounced back strongly at the end of last year.
The gross domestic product in the fourth quarter increased 6.9%. Economists were predicting an increase of 5.5%, though the reading was taken before the full impact of the Omicron variant of COVID.
Fox's Jenny Casola also reports new unemployment claims are down.
The number of new claims for unemployment benefits declined to 260,000 last week. That number is in line with forecast. Continuing claims, those still receiving benefits, came in at 1.6 million.
New claims had been up 3 weeks in a row. The first execution of the year is scheduled this morning in Oklahoma.
Donald Grant is scheduled to receive a lethal injection late this morning at the Oklahoma State Pen. He'd been convicted of killing two motel workers during a 2001 robbery to get enough money to bail his girlfriend out of jail.
Fox's Jack Callahan. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Mostly cloudy skies and a high today around 33 with southwest winds becoming northwest this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, a few flurries before 8 p.m., a low to 7. And look for north winds gusting to 20. Sunny Friday, high to 18. Mostly clear Friday night, a low down to 6 above. Saturday, mostly sunny, 32. And Sunday, mostly sunny, 29. Monday, sunny, 44 right now. We're at 28 degrees. Still mostly cloudy skies.
Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. U.S. economic growth. The first look at the last quarter, that's the fourth quarter of last year, came in super strong at 6.9%, stronger than expected, even with Omicron spreading, the best year over year since 1984. Major averages modestly in the green on Wall Street this morning. The Fed signaled yesterday that it's time for interest rates to go up. And that should start in March. Energy stocks are higher as crude oil hit a seven-year high amid the Ukraine crisis. Southwest Airlines says Omicron will drive a loss for the company in this quarter. People canceled their flights, but it expects a profit for the full year. McDonald's shares are lower this morning. It said rising costs are impacting its profits. Levi Strauss shares soaring on strong quarterly results for the jeans company. Apple reports results after the closing bell today. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Who says planning a wedding has to be stressful? Sunday, January 30th, the Pritchard Broadcasting Bridal and Event Expo brings newlyweds and the top event professionals in the area together under one roof for one exciting day of wedding and event planning from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Find the perfect photographer to capture every moment of your special day. Choose the caterer your guests will rave about. Say yes to the perfect dress and a tux to match. Pick your colors and the decor for your choice of venue. venues. Discover the latest wedding trends and find everything you need to plan your next special event. Catering, bridal gowns, tuxedos and suits, floral, DJs, event rentals, photography, venues, jewelry, tanning, hair, and nails. Featuring vendors at the top of their field, including Dan Dahlstra Photography, Cambrai House and Farm, Forevermore Flowers, Dinner for Two, and more. Don't miss the Bridal and Event Expo, Sunday, January 30th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Catfish Bend Convention and Event Center. And be sure to go online to kbur.com or go through the link on our Facebook page, pre-register for the event, and receive offers and updates from participating vendors.
Bring new life to your home with Lithonia Lighting. The Lithonia Lighting 6-inch new construction recessed housing features airtight construction and has a galvanized steel junction box that includes push-in connectors for easy wiring. The expandable bar hangers allow for off-center mounting in wood joists or T-bar ceilings. The Lithonia Lighting new construction recessed housing is only $6.99 during Menards More Bang for Your Buck sale. Price is good now through February 6th.
Save big money at Menards.
Everything you need to know and more on AM and FM. All your favorite programs and personalities with a cleaner, clearer signal and a larger nighttime coverage area. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Welcome back on the talk show. We had a long time there without a break, but it is a Thursday, and yes, we're talking about anything and everything. You're talking about, was it Major League Baseball and
yep.
whether there's going to be a season or not?
Yep. Or whether it's going to start on time or not. It's like, I'm not at all optimistic about baseball. If the debates around the shortened season in 2020 are any indication in terms of communication between the league and the players' union, nothing is going to get done on time.
I think the question is, some people say, baseball is the slowest sport in the world. If it's gone, who cares? Well, okay.
Considering for decades in this country, it was our most popular sport before the NFL took over.
I know. But it's sort of like, I guess, who's going to be demanding that it be back? I think that what I did see yesterday...
Well, it's the only major sport we have during the summertime.
We saw more concessions from the players, so it was... I don't know whether that will continue to escalate or to bring back. I think the fact is, there's been enough games that have been postponed, canceled, COVID-related, that the public is sick and tired of having anything... COVID has wrecked... how many seasons, so many things has it wrecked? Boy, that the season with nobody in the stands was absolutely...
That was just depressing.
Disgraceful. It was actually...
That was just depressing.
Oh, it was...
It's not disgraceful. It's just depressing.
Well, I thought it was disgraceful because it was like, why bother?
And last season you had half of the season was no fans and then fans again.
And it's still... And we had... Now, football's an interesting... we've had... Football stadiums have been full. College football stadium. I'm not aware of it. Are you aware of any mass outbreak? I know I'm on staff, on teams, but in terms, I haven't heard anything like this has been a super spreader. Have you?
Nope.
No.
No.
And the games, we had the football
Because they
game.
Don't want anything to get shut down again.
I think that's it. We're tired of being, we're tired of having things.
Yeah, it's become a come at your own risk thing, but we're kind of getting off topic here. The topic is
baseball going
and
on.
The new CBA. They have options. They can either continue this season under the old CBA while negotiations continue.
CBA being?
Collective bargaining agreement.
Collecting bargaining. I think they will at least have a temporary fix before the season.
The temporary fix is continuing the season under the old CBA while they negotiate a new one.
And I think they'll continue to negotiate, and that will be the situation.
Either that or they're going to try what they did a few decades ago and bring up a bunch of minor league scrubs to fill the slots because...
I don't think they're going to do that.
I wouldn't put
that.
It past them because you have to analyze it. The MLB, first and foremost, is a business. And for the past couple of years, based on their own decision-making, they are hemorrhaging money.
And well, when the NFL tried to do that in 1987,
the year of the scab, great 30 for 30 documentary,
and they brought in replacement players, and it turned out to be just an absolute. It turned out to
lose. It was a great 30 for 30 documentary about it.
Good morning. Good morning. Who do we have with us today?
This is Breeze.
Hey, Breeze.
Got a jury summons the other day.
You got a what? A jury summons. Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
So, my question is, I wonder how the jury manager is handling all the vaccination stuff.
I have not heard any word on that, actually.
I have not heard a single word about juries and vaccinations and or any of the requirements.
I assume that information will be given.
You got a nice bunch of people down there at the clerk of court office. Why don't you give them a call?
Well, I would think that if you've got a jury summons, I would think that would have something on that summons. If it doesn't have anything on that summons,
they would most likely give you some sort of indication during jury selection.
If they don't, then they'll announce whatever, because the jury, until you have a jury summons,
you're not
on the jury until you're actually picked for the jury.
I don't deal with the jury stuff for other reasons. But.
Okay. You know what?
I did have a curiosity about it, but I'm not going to waste their time trying to find out.
You know what? You got a jury summons. You're supposed to call. You're supposed to call to see if the jury's actually, or if there is still, if there's trials going on, right?
I called to get out of the service.
Okay. If you call to get out of it, it should say something on that recording. It should say something about vaccination.
I talked to the jury manager at the courthouse, but I didn't want to waste her time about the vaccination stuff because I'm out of it anyway.
Okay. Well, I do have
a curiosity. You know, it just made me think, you know, I've heard about vaccination mandates at hospitals and schools and all the other stuff. I wonder how it's going with the jury stuff.
Haven't heard a word about that. My guess is that if there's anything, I'm guessing that
it would probably be listed on the jury summons if there was.
It would be listed on the jury summons, and any indication of what you have to do, anything that you, if you're required to do anything, then you have to, it'll be on that jury summons. So if you didn't get anything
you can wind up in jail for not playing the jury stuff. Right.
That's right. And if it's not on the summons, then don't worry about it because it isn't going to happen. Hey, I got to run, okay?
Well, I'm just asking.
Okay.
Are the jury members mandated to get the vaccination? I'll see you later.
All right, take care. All right.
Sorry, Breeze, we're out of time.
My guess is no. My guess is that there's no mandate because it can't be a mandate. Why would it be? If we don't have a mandate statewide, they're not going to get on every. There's no mandate on anything.
Ask you to be either fully vaccinated or wear a mask or something like that. But a mandate, probably not.
I would say that would be exactly right. Anyway, well, we're not quite out of time, but we are. You know what? We've talked a little bit about the fact. Okay, we'll get one quick call here. All right, one caller. Down to the less than a minute. Who do we have with us?
Carla.
Carla, you got less than a minute.
Okay. I was just on jury duty. They don't ask you anything about vaccinations. You just have to wear a mask.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
But they do require a mask. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Carla.
Appreciate it.
All right. All right. Ask and ye shall find. Okay.
And ye shall receive.
All right. 9:59 at KBUR. It is a Thursday. By the way, next Thursday is Peace Officer Day, and they've got a Peace Officer Appreciation Day coming the following week, if you didn't know that. But we'll talk about that and more on the way. Hey, Air Choice One, we're going to be giving, not Air Choice, excuse me, Cape Air. That's the new airline in town. We're going to be giving away a pair of tickets on the Morning Stumper tomorrow, and we'll talk with the Cape Air people on Tuesday.
The News and Sports Authority for Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois. News